Blog Talk Radio.
I just love to worship him and thank him for his grace and mercy. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. Amen. I praise him. I thank him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you praise, God. Amen. In the beauty of your holiness, in the greatness of your gentleness and your kindness and your mercy towards all mankind. For God, you don't have respect to person. God, I just yield to you in adoration, in love, hallelujah, in praise and in honor, hallelujah. Thanking you for my beginning as well as my ending. Thanking you for the Jewish nation. Thank you for America, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for our children, God. We are not American, Yoshe. Oh, my God. It's such an honor to have children. It's such an honor to worship you. Oh, bless your name today. Bless your name today. Oh, I give you glory, Father. I give you all the honor and all the praise. You're God that work out situations, my Father, that nobody can understand how a person got out of it. You bring hope to America today. You bring hope to the world today. Even though there is a dead situation, famine in the land, persecution on every hand, men and women going in and out of prison for things that they did, but they were subject, amen, to the devil. Oh, Father, I give you praise today for that man and that woman that had came and gotten off of drugs, amen, and turned that homosexual life around. Oh, you're holy. You're holy, Father. You're holy, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My whole being just rejoices in your holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The giver of life, the sustainer of life, commanding all women, amen, not to commit, amen, abortions, but give him a chance to work with that child that they didn't want. Oh, I yield to you today, God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 That touched that boss's job. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And let them know that they must treat the employees right. Oh, yandere, yonder, yandere, kiriya, tanda. That turns the pastors and the teachers and evangelists around from sinning, amen, and begin to bring in and call forth the labors. How awesome you are today, God. How infinite in your powers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, as I yield to you, God, I ask you to make me a vessel of honor. Oh, God, that when I speak to the body today, God, that they would hear what the Spirit is saying to the body, because God is so needed. Amen. And if we don't catch hold to the instructions, we're going to be left in a gloom and doom, amen, way. But, oh, Father, I worship you because your mouth is pure. Your words are pure, tried seven times over. Oh, Father, handi ki de and da 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 de nandari and dandari and dandare te de and data nandari and dolore biosh patata mandikini in a moshana. Oh, Korean danda, shakadaria, shea. Now, God, I repent for my sins, sin of my children. That's respectable. I give you respect today. I give you glory today. I honor you today. Lendari on the radio, shatteridio shatter. Mandari iterid underendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrendrend Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sikiria Shatta. Thank you, Shandidian Dandaridia Bobelandabiandaboshe. Hana Shanna Shanna Naboshe. Oh God, I can never boshe. Thank you, Lord God, for helping your people. Mama Namosha. Oh God, we don't know what we would be without you. Oh God, it can never shanna naboshe. That set solitary in places, that raise up kings and set down kings, that raise up rulers and Lord God set them down. How so many shades that told Satan, you rebuke him, that he will not reside in the heaven with you, because good and evil don't mix. And how you brought your son Jesus, the good and the earth ram, so that we can rejoice in him. Hallelujah, I love you. Hallelujah, deity can I exalt you, Lord God Almighty. I love you. I worship you. Hallelujah, I worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. I thank you, God, for giving me a chance, a nobody, to come before you and worship you. Hallelujah. Praise and bless your holy name. How awesome you are, King of kings and Lord of lords. I give you glory. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Send your blood on the earth. Hallelujah. Let it replenish the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Because there is going to be a catastrophe. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There is going to be, amen, much issues and problems in the earth realm. So you need to send your solemn assembly. Amen. And let them begin to intercede and intercede and intercede, my Father. Hallelujah. Intervene, God. My God. America needs to return back to you, Father. Oh, I worship you. Lord God, let them catch hold to what you're saying. Nothing can bypass you. Nothing can get a man bypass you or get a man show up. Surely nothing the enemy can do, amen, can't stop your will. He's coming in one way, but you giving a man instructions in another direction to overthrow his will. Hallelujah for your long suffering. Buying time for the American people to get right. Buying time for the world to get right. Amen. And you have purchased it with Jesus Christ's precious blood. Ain't no Muslims, ain't no Hindus, ain't no Buddha, ain't no Hindu Krishna, none of me, Shana Muhammad, Hindu Krishna, none of the new age, your own identity and your own will, all these gods, the Bible say they got to bow down at your son. Got to exalt him. Hallelujah. For your love and kindness. Hallelujah. For your tender mercy. Thank you, Jesus. I say, my will is to worship you, Jesus. For holy Kedi Kenda, Morete de Kosha, for the kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdom of our God. And our Savior, Jesus Christ, I worship you today. I adore your name. I adore you. And this is the interpretation. The Lord say that he's soon to come. The Lord told me to tell you that he has loved you with an everlasting love. And all that he requires of you is obedience. Because he said obedience is better than sacrifice. And he told me to tell you, those that have been crying, they have sown seeds in sorrow. They're getting ready to reap in joy. But God told me to tell you, you must not faint. You must endure. You must hold on. You must overcome this devil, amen, because he's coming in with all kinds of deception. And the Lord told me to tell you, he said he's going to make you great, just like he said he's going to make Israel great. And his word will not return back void. For that truly is a land of Goshen. For those that are in America and around the world that will adhere to his instructions. Amen. His instructions are real and they are true. And he wants to save a generation that would perish if they don't follow instructions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ketu kundararasa, gandaleribio shananabose. He said, all I get in, get wisdom, get wisdom. You got to go, and get understanding. For wisdom is the principal thing. You're going to have to work this system so that it will benefit you and your future and your children and your grandchildren. For these are the instructions of the Lord. I must obey him. I've been bought with a price. When I tried to run, I was caught up just like Jonah. When I fought the enemy in the spirit realm and got so tired and weary, I was just like Elijah. God sent a raven to feed me. When I say I didn't understand and tried to use my own thoughts in my own ways of perceiving of how God wanted me to operate this ministry, I made mistakes. When I tried to follow man and set up under various pastors and teachers, amen, they began to persecute me because I was different. I have a word for the body of Christ. The Bible say in the book of Jeremiah that a woman would come forth, and this woman would literally tear down Satan's work in the last days. Shandobo Shikiriashai. Are you that woman? Are you that man that's going to sell out and not compromise? Because there is a death, and there is a heaven, and there is a earth, a new heaven and a new earth. Saints, I'm telling you, you're going to have to sell out, saith the Lord. Praise God. Amen. This is, amen, an exciting day for me. I give him glory. I give him honor. I give him all the praise. You know, this is Bible study day, and I want to go, amen, into the word, amen. I have some important information to share with you. Excuse me. But, you know, we always go into a scripture reading, amen, and then we take the Lord's Supper. So in the scripture reading, I want to go to, amen, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Revelation. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. The 20th chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the 22nd chapter. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there, the tree of life, amen, which bear 12 manner of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Remember at the beginning of creation, God had placed two trees in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden. One was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Amen. And the other one was of the tree of life. Well, when Adam and Eve had sinned, God took two major things back up in heaven. One was the tree of life. Thank you, Jesus. The tree of life is in heaven now. Because he said, if the man would eat off the tree of life, amen, they would live forever. Because that was healing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In the tree. Jesus. Hallelujah. Then later on, after, thank you, Jesus, Solomon died, amen, and the kingdom went through various transitions and were went into captivity for many years by the various nations, he took away the Ark of the Covenant so that Satan wouldn't get hold to it. And the Ark of the Covenant is in heaven with God right now. So we know, amen, these two things that God took back up to heaven. Amen. God has the power and the ability to do these things. And Satan can't stop him. Satan can't stop nothing God do. I just praise God. Amen. And then we go into the Lord's Supper, and I told you the reason why we should take it. Amen. So if you have your bread, amen, and get your juice together, you can go with me with this. And when he had given thanks, that's out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you may take it now. Amen. And after the same manner, he also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. If you have your juice, you may drink it now. Amen. Praise God. I'm still trying to get over that cold, so y'all literally, amen, forgive me and excuse my sickness, amen, at this time, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And I'm talking to you last week about the economy, and I was telling you that, amen, the system that we're in now as far as the world, amen, is concerned, as far as the global, amen, recession that is on the earth. It's literally induced by Satan. And when sin, amen, is spread so rapidly on the earth, amen, a famine comes. And I told you the reason why famine comes up on the earth. And I also told you that, amen, if we don't take care of the land itself, amen, that brings in a famine, amen. So you see all over the world, amen, where there's been a lot of bloodshed and a lot of various issues that happen, amen, in that nation, amen, you see famine, amen, more widespread than others, amen. And then also the famine is here because when there are going to be any major changes in the world, God will allow this famine to come in. Because it's going to bring forth new changes. Amen. We're in, amen, the end time. We are in the great area was the Great Tribulation, as well as, amen, the apostasy, amen, there has been a falling away, and that's going to continue to be a falling away, amen, from the truth, amen. Then not only that, and I bless God, amen, but a lot of people, amen, don't even know God, amen, amen. They hear and they glance at TV because he's world, what you say, he's famous now. He's well known now all over the world, even in remote places, amen. People have taken the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, excuse me, to the various nations, amen. The Eskimos and all of those various tribes in the rainforest and all various other areas, amen, they have gotten a chance to know God in Africa and all over the world. So we just praise God for his goodness, amen. But these, amen, issues, famine must come in order to straighten and regulate, amen, the earth, amen, and the things that are happening, amen, in order to bring forth various issues. Well, this famine, amen, that's coming up on the earth, amen, in a few years, Satan has caused all of these catastrophes, amen, throughout the many generations, throughout the many years. So God has stepped in always with a system in order to protect his people. And I had made a mention, amen, that America is falling. And if they don't get up to where they need to be, amen, they're going to literally mess up, amen. And a lot of people in America are going to go through hardship, amen. And it's headed that way. But also I made the statement on last week that America's government is going to have to help America, not the body of Christ in essence, but it's going to have to help America because God is going to help the body of Christ. And in doing so, what the government is going to have to do, it's going to have to take over the three major types of firms that carry out the production of goods and services in the U.S. today. Amen. And one of them is sole proprietorship. The next one is partnership, and the next one is corporations. These entities are failing, amen, and they are failing because the dollar value has lost its power, amen, and various other issues that I have spoken about, amen, concerning the economy. And I also told you, I literally told you, I said one of the things that America going to have to do, and I'm going to say it again, America need to take strong views on the economy and what will take place in the future. And I said that back in the 90s, amen, and I told you I'd given it to various ministers. Our Commerce Department will need to get involved in securing our Americans in a more structured way. Satan is going to impact the future economy real bad. I said that, and I continue to say that, because one of the first things that happen in a famine is the economy collapse. I told you about the collapse of the economy. I told you about various other things, amen, that's going to take place, amen, because of the famine, amen. We are headed for it, amen. And each nation is going to have to be supportive of their own nations. And the famine is going to be so bad over all the world that the individual nations will have to survive by themselves. And this is why I'm saying America, amen, is going to literally have to turn the economy over to the government. We've been going to, literally, we've been merging with various corporations, banks merging together, amen, trying to get, amen, the housing system, amen, in order for people to start purchasing houses again, amen. And literally, my God, sending major corporations over into foreign countries. Amen. And one of the things that we have to understand that these foreign countries are gaining, amen, because, amen, we can no longer support, amen, the money value because it has gone down. The economy, amen, economic is the social science that studies the production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services. The term economics comes from the ancient Greek, I can pronounce it, okonoma, amen, meaning management of a household administration. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And with economics, it literally, amen, shows you how to manage and how to survive. Economics aims to explain how economics works and how economic agents interact. Economics analyzes its applied throughout a society. It analyzes, amen, and it's applied throughout society in businesses and in finances, but also in crime, education, in family health, law, politics, amen, religion, social institutions, wars, and science. Amen. So economics is used in all facets of life. So we need the economics in order to survive. Amen. And Satan is going to hit the economics, amen, first. And if we look at China today, amen, takes in more revenue, amen, because of companies going over there to get cheap labor because of the value of the dollar depleting. I told you about the value of the dollar, and I'm going to speak more on that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to know that what Satan is doing is he's literally causing, amen, the economy to fail, amen, the famine to come in the land, and God wants to make a way of escape. And I told you recently on one of my programs that the land of Goshen, amen, is typifies, amen, amen, our inheritance, our blessings, that the Christians will have to literally tap in and begin to, amen, learn how to be their own entrepreneurs, learn how to literally survive, because the Antichrist is going to make everybody except the mark of the beast, but all but those that, you know, serve the Lord. So, and in doing so, if you don't have the mark of the beast, you're not going to be able to sell or to buy anything. So it's going to be a closed-in situation, and you're going to have to literally live by the instructions and the laws of God in order to survive. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Remember how I told you that the Antichrist will deceive the nations, making them think that he will have an answer to world, amen, the global problems. We will, amen, literally be in a lot of trouble if we follow this Antichrist, amen. And I'm not saying that's going to happen in our times, amen, but it's going to happen, amen, when God says it's going to happen. And Jesus said, no man know the day, the hour that when the Son of Man is coming back, amen. But one thing for sure, we know that Jesus is coming back, and he's going to come back in a time of crisis, when there's famine, when there's much issues in the land, because the Antichrist is going to be the one to step in and say that he is the Christ. And so Jesus is going to come in and honor his name and prove his identity and get the glory out of what the enemy, Satan, is trying to do. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to, the Antichrist is literally going to have people, amen, to believe that he can resolve the economic, amen, failure that's in the world. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's why these individuals, that's why I said about America and the government, that's why these individuals, nations are going to literally have to adhere to what the Spirit is saying, amen, in these times, because there's going to be a grievous famine in a few short years. I don't know if I'm going to live to see it or this generation, amen, in essence, to those that are, I'm going to say put the age of 60 on up, amen, will be able to live and see what's going to happen, because it might happen in our grandchildren, third or fourth generation, I don't know. But this is one thing about it. When God sent the word, he sent it, amen, and the word would travel. The word would travel throughout the years. Somebody's going to pick up this on Blog Talk and listen, and somebody's going to be able to say, well, yeah, she did warn us, amen. And if we don't hear, amen, this is the trouble that we're in. Our forefathers should have listened to what somebody had to say. God has no respect to person, and he's tired of the body of Christ interfering with his will. So we as the body of Christ need to understand, when a prophet or a prophetess come forth, they're coming forth with instructions and a word from the Lord. Just like Jeremiah, I'm just like Ezekiel, I'm just like Isaiah, I got a word from the Lord. Amen. And once I give you that word, it's up to you to receive it. Amen. I told you on the past broadcast about the failing, amen, the economy, how it's literally falling, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And how the Antichrist is going to use a system that will cause the people, amen, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, to look at him as him being highly intelligent. He's not highly intelligent. One of the things that he is going to use, he's going to utilize the Bible as a tool in order to cause the world to believe that he has an answer. You see, the Bible is infallible. It's an infallible proof of God. Amen. It cannot be changed. It cannot be altered. You can't add to it. You can't take away from it. But you got to literally utilize it. Amen. Because it's life. The words are spirit and they're life. And they'll bring life to a dead situation. But you got to believe God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And God have to, amen, literally love you for him to continue to press his prophets, amen, and push them into areas that are unfavorable to them, that are uncomfortable to them, that stresses them out, that cause harm to themselves, amen, and their children and everything around, because we are afflicted much, amen. Jeremiah was told not to marry, amen. Hosea, amen, was told to marry a whore, amen. And so we as prophets go through many things. A lot of us don't want to do the will of God. So we pick up on prophesizing everything, cars and houses and stuff like that. That's fine. I can do that too. But I want to pick up on prophesying the truth. I like the truth. I like the way it feels in my mouth when I speak it out. And so I give God the glory. Because of this strategy, Satan will desire the Antichrist, amen, to literally come in with deception and capture the world through his words. Amen. Amen. Telling the world that he got a relief. Amen. He can get rid of the economic problem, because that's going to be the major issue. The economic issue. Then following the Islamic beliefs, the Muslims, what they believe in. It's going to be one religion. Amen. There's not going to be any currency. Amen. The money will go. Amen. We're going to have to do like you used to do years ago, trade gold for gold, silver for silver, whatever. Amen. For those that are going to obtain it and have it. But there is a place that God has set aside for the saints. Amen. That when if America abides by what God is saying, amen, and become a self-sustaining nation, which it already is, in essence, but at the same time, because of the famine, it's not going to be able to sustain itself. So it's going to have to turn all the various, amen, entities, the industries over into, amen, the government, because the industries, the farming, amen, the automobile industry, amen, the housing, amen, all of those various entities, amen, are failing, amen, because of the dollar. Amen. So if we follow the instructions of God, we're going to live in the land of Goshen and don't have to worry about, amen, money, but our wealth is in our land. That's where our wealth is going to be in. Amen. In our food products, amen, in what we can grow, amen, and supply for the needs of our family. And then also being, amen, in that position, not accepting the mark of the beast, we'll be able to be entrepreneurs, amen, to hire out, amen, people to work, amen, in our businesses, other Christians to work in our business. Because when the Antichrist come on, amen, we're doing this before the Antichrist come on the scene. When the Antichrist come on the scene, he's going to use the system just like I'm trying to give you, but it's a perverted way that he's going to do. And he's going to cause all of these people to give everything, the money, the gold, the silver, all the land, the value of the land, amen. And it's spoken about in Daniel and in Revelation how the land will be. He's going to be after much land. He's going to be after all the cattle, all the food products, and he's going to want to control those and distribute them on a national and international scale. Well, we all have done national and international, no, import and export, but that's going to cease. Nations are going to have to be able to take care of their own, amen, livelihood. Thank you, Jesus. I told you, amen, literally, amen, how, amen, he's going to utilize the Bible. I talked about that. Amen. And because of these strategies, Satan will desire the Antichrist, amen, through deception to think, cause the people to think, amen, that these world issues can be resolved. The economic problem will bring war to nations. That's what's going to bring war to nations because of the economy. The fighting will increase as well as starvation. Other nations will pillage nations because of the economy. They will begin to go in and fight other nations because of their goods, what they have, their resources. They want the resources. The resources is the land, what the land can produce. Amen. That's why I'm telling you. If you got your land, you got everything. And God has literally given you instructions. Amen. Take, for instance, every time a nation is devastated by natural disaster like hurricanes, the tsunamis, the earthquakes, amen, et cetera, these nations will go in and begin to, amen, the nations that are around that nation that had these disasters will go in, begin to do and give disaster relief to these nations. Like over in Haiti today, amen, people have brought in millions and trillions of dollars, amen, to give a relief to that body because it's in a strain, it's in stress, it's being, it's hurting, amen. And in order to help the economy, amen, because the first thing that is lost is the economy. When that is a natural disaster, the economy goes first. Amen. The second thing that is lost is leadership. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And technology. Amen. In order to save a nation that has been in a disaster, one of the things that you have to have somebody that knows what they're doing as far as leadership, that knows how to distribute, amen, the goods, amen, and all the commerce that comes into that land, that knows how to manage, amen, the disaster itself. And over in Hades, one of the biggest things that they were saying, there were so many people that were going around. They were stealing, they were begging, they were committing all kind of crimes, amen, in, amen, a disaster. Well, those people were at the point of, well, how do I survive? What can I do? Nothing they could do. They had no money. They had no food. They had nothing. So anything that they could get hold to steal in order to survive, amen, they would commit these crimes. Well, crime is against the law, and that's one of Satan's ways of putting you in prison just to survive. That's stupid. That's literally stupid to put somebody in jail or in prison because of them trying to survive. When they had, Hurricane Rita, those black people and white people over in Louisiana, they began to steal buses, amen, and busloads of people, amen, were literally saved because of those people that did it. What did they do? They took and put those people in prison because they stole a bus or they stole things. But when these catastrophes, when these things come, these disasters come, on the earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And America see the face value of this thing hitting them, not just a small thing in Louisiana, a small thing in Haiti, but a worldwide issue, then America going to have to step back from the nations and tell the nations, you get it for yourself. I sure got to get it for me. And one of the ways that I'm going to get it for me is through God. Amen. So we're going to have to literally, like I say, take strong views, amen, on the economy because of what the Antichrist, amen, is going to do in the future and what God wants us to secure right now. He wants us to secure America. Amen. And as he secure the government to secure America, amen, through the giving up of their industries into the government hand and the government working out a system financially so that it can support, amen, thank you, Jesus, the population of America, the nation itself. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Then we can survive. Amen. And then the other nations all over the world, they're going to have to be self-supporting. They're going to have to stand up as big sisters and brothers. Well, I had told you about the G20. Amen. And I told you about those, people, amen, those nations that had gone in, amen, and form this, amen, G20, amen, thank you, Jesus. And I told you it was Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, South Korea, Turkey, United Kingdom, United States, and the European Union. Amen. And I told you what the G20 is an informal group of 19 countries and the European Union with representatives of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Amen. They're trying to get one world currency because of the falling dollar. If China and Japan itself was to say, we don't want the dollar anymore in the system, amen, it would collapse America, and America would fall, amen, and we would be running for cover right now. Amen, thank you, Jesus. I told you about the value of the dollar. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The finance minister and the central bank governor began meeting in 1999. That was before I even knew this information. I had already given it to the body of Christ, to the churches. Amen. I started my prophecy in a national newsletter back in the 90s, and I started giving it to the well-known ministers. Well, if they would adhere to it, one of the things they should have started doing was making a way for the land of Goshen to hit the saints, amen, and telling them how to administer and become entrepreneurs and how to tap in to God's will and his instructions. We can't do nothing without God, saints. We cannot do anything without God. God has a fail-proof, amen, plan, amen. And everything that he does is going to work for the good of mankind. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, chapter 1, verse 1. Hallelujah. That whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So I'm telling you, we're going to have to adhere to the instructions of God. America's going to have to take strong views, amen, and stop sending, amen, our industries over into another country because it ain't working. America, what you're doing ain't working. But if you follow the instructions of God, amen, God is going to allow America to govern the industries and stop, amen, the influx of so many various companies and businesses to come forth. That's what affects famine too. You got a lot of industries that are coming forth. Amen. There's no more competition. Amen. And the value of the dollar will increase. Like if you buy a color TV at $200 last year. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The value of that television is going to increase to $300 this year because of the value of the money. The people got to make some money off of what they have produced in order to keep their factories running, in order to keep their employees employed, in order to keep money coming in so that they can buy the various materials to do the things that they need. So, saints, America going to have to literally do what God is saying. And we, as the body of Christ, we have a financial system that's given by God. Stop giving your gold away, because those that are buying that gold know that the value of the dollar has fallen. Those that, amen, have purchased that gold from you know that the euro, amen, is not going to be affected, amen, in a few short years. So you're going to have to go back to the basics that God had given to Joseph. Amen, the financial system that was obtained through, amen, the way that Joseph has structured and regulated it so that, amen, America can be delivered. Other than that, like I say, it ain't going to recover, but it can be helped, amen, for the future and what's getting ready to happen. Amen. God bless you, and I will get back with you next Tuesday. Have a great and wonderful day. I have enjoyed myself. God bless you.